obviously, Mr. Brady, folks in Orange County still hurting after Ike, but relief finally coming in the form of real temporary housing solutions for them.
You know, it's taken a while. It's been real frustrating, but we've knocked down some red tape. Working with FEMA, working with our local energy company and local officials, have been just terrific. We've now doubled the number of trailers on the ground in Orange County. We expect even more to be on the ground and with power here in the next week. We're finally making a dent in what we need, because every part of Texas hit by Ike has a different solution. We know what is needed for Southeast Texas. We're finally getting it.
And it took quite a few meetings here in Texas and even up on the Hill.
Yeah, we've been meeting with Admiral Harvey Johnson of FEMA to cut through the red tape here in Texas. And then we started an effort with the governor's staff in Washington to secure a fair share of funding for Hurricane Ike recovery. We've estimated about $28 billion of damage to Texas, everything, not just housing, but infrastructure, universities, waterways. And we're going to have to compete against 66 other natural disasters that have occurred in America this past year. But we start off with a great presentation. I think we're going to do okay.
Ike being the biggest natural disaster and a lot more people without homes right now.
It is. And the good news is Congress acted swiftly to pass about $22 billion in aid. We're going after that because Ike is the largest disaster we think deserves attention.
Now, another thing that is getting a lot of attention on the Hill right now, whether or not there will be a second stimulus. Now, I know Halloween just passed, but this looks kind of scary, and it certainly has a little bit of a Christmas effect with everybody looking for a present for themselves.
Yeah, they really are. Obviously, we need to do everything we can to get this economy moving, but I'm afraid Congress is already sort of setting up this Christmas tree of goodies, special pet projects like Amtrak or Medicaid to a few states, when in fact what we need to do is help create jobs, help keep jobs, help try to get this economy back on track. But what I've been warning lawmakers in Washington is look at our own financial crisis within the government. The deficit has tripled in 1 year. At the end of this year, it'll be the largest deficit in American history. We can't continue to keep borrowing money for these stimulus packages. So I've cautioned everyone, look, let's do what we can do. But let's keep in mind that maybe the best signal we can send to the market is that Congress is going to get its financial house in order. I think that could be very helpful.
A little more fiscal responsibility could go a really long way at this point in history.
You know, I think it could, especially since if you looked at the economic stimulus package and compared it to the economy, if the entire U.S. economy was the size of a football field, we're talking about 1 yard being the stimulus package. So the chance that it will change the game, I think, is pretty slim.
Well, speaking of the game changing, it's a game-changing election on Tuesday, and a lot of people have gone to the polls early, and a lot more people will be going to the polls on Tuesday. They've heard a lot of rhetoric, but what do they need to be doing before they hit the polls in terms of maybe looking a little at the records?
Well, I think these political consultants count on Americans and voters not looking beyond that TV or radio ad, but we have to. You have to look at candidates and incumbents' records to see not just what they say they stand for, but actually what they practice and not just preach. And I think this election is so critical, especially in a wartime where we've got men and women far from their families fighting for our security. They're fighting for our right to vote. We absolutely owe it to them to get to the polls, use our best judgment, register our votes. And I'm hopeful that we just bust every record there is in voter turnout.
Wouldn't that send a message to the world?
I think we sometimes take our democracy for granted, but now that we see just how interconnected this world can be, the way we set that example is to turn out.